Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Ings?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Okay, under item 2, board update. Mr. Addis.
Thank you, Mrs. Bennett. January happens to be Ohio School Board Recognition Month, and the Ohio School Board Association will reach out to a district and ask them to recognize board members for the work that they do in the community. And I am glad to meet this request and pleased to do it. Much like you, I've had many jobs in my life. Mowed lawns, busboy, teacher, I've done just about everything. But one of the toughest jobs that I've ever seen and have not experienced is as a school board member. And I'm not sure that that's one that I ever coveted. So I have a deep appreciation for the work that goes on at the state level, especially with our school boards and our school board here in Norton. You know, from a teacher standpoint, sometimes school board members are, you know, not allowed to think about this or that, or that's a teacher's job, or that's a school's job. And from a community member standpoint, they reach out to the school board for requests for particular things, and not all of those are able to be achieved. It's a very difficult position to be the go-to between a community and what happens in a school district. I want everyone to know, you know, while I have the floor, you have five people on the board right now that I know care about the kids in this district. We spend a lot of time talking about our kids, where we're going as a district, what is occurring in the district. It is a district that believes in its teachers and its families and its kids, but at the same time, there's a good balance to the demands that they have that we do our jobs properly. It's a great mixture of people that care deeply about Norton. So I just wanted to take a couple of minutes and thank all of you for the work that you do on behalf of our kids, on behalf of our families, and all of our employees in Norton City Schools. So thank you for your work. I appreciate it. Cindy, thank you.
You can get the sticker.
Lewis? I like it.
Yeah.
Pat, thank you. Chris, thank you. Just make sure your name's on here.
Jennifer. Thank you.
Thank you.
You saved the best for last,
yeah,
right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, under district report, there's just a couple things that I want to mention as might be of interest to some of the families that are here and people that listen to the recording. This Wednesday, there is a College Credit Plus AP informational meeting at 6:30 p.m. in the Norton High School auditorium for those students and parents who maybe need a little bit of information about College Credit Plus and AP classes. It is a requirement that parents attend if they want their child to be enrolled in College Credit Plus. Norton Coders Club began on January 12th, and from the photo, Ms. Swagler, it looks like you had about 20 kids there. That's 18. That's fantastic. Good. If there's others that are interested, can they still become a part of it?
It builds
no?
upon each week, okay. So unfortunately, done.
Next time around. All right.
Next time around.
Thank you. And we are hosting a speech debate tournament on January 26th. Is that going to be in the auditorium?
It's going to be
all around.
It's okay. Here.
Including this building.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's all over.
Okay. And then the last thing, this is an opportunity for our students. Goodyear hosts an Engineering Explorer Post. It's a 12-week session that allows students to work side by side with experienced Goodyear engineers. At the last session, we had a couple students from our district participate in it. This session begins January 24th. They are still accepting students, and you can contact and this is a web, or this is an email address, so it's STEM, capital S-T-E-M, school@goodyear.com. If you're interested in joining the spring 2019 session, you must be registered by January 23rd. And the one thing that I want to mention is new is that there's an opportunity that there will be given out two $2,500 scholarships to seniors, an additional $1,500 scholarship awarded to an outstanding junior. So students who might be interested. So we will now move on to Students of the Month.
All right, we're going to start this evening in recognition of the Students of the Month. And again, I know that all of our principals will talk about this, but a rock in this district is our families. And the kids that you see recognized tonight are a good combination of expectations from home and what happens once they come to school. So we appreciate all of your influences. We're going to start off with our primary building tonight and Mr. Eric Morris.
Down front and center is Tyler Gabriel. He's our Student of the Month. And along next to him is Mrs. Amanda Smith. And I don't want to steal Mrs. Smith's thunder, so I'm going to look forward to share a little news about her.
Well, Tyler is a very special child. He really just shines as a student and as a peer to the kids in the classroom. He's always positive, he's eager to learn, and displays excellent citizenship by being respectful. He's responsible, has one of the biggest hearts I have ever seen in a child, and one of the kids said he's very trustworthy. So that was a good word to describe him. He always puts forth his best effort in everything that he does, whether it be in academics or his gym teacher noted what a good leader he is in there, just a good team captain, and always giving kids words of encouragement, delegating jobs to people. His art teacher, Mrs. Wirt, says that he has an incredible amount of focus and talent. He's one of the best artists I've ever seen as a kindergarten student. And then his music teacher, Dr. Stewart, says how polite and pleasant he is whenever he's encountered. Really, with anybody he meets, that's how he is. He always has a little smile on his face and a little wave when he greets people. In class, I asked the kids to each give an adjective to describe Tyler, and they said many of the ones that I've just shared, but one of the kids said, well, I admire him, and they didn't really know how to say that as an adjective. And I said, that's perfect. That's exactly what he is. He's admirable. So everybody looks up to him, and the kids are so excited that he was chosen as the Student of the Month, and I just couldn't be more proud of him and happy to have him in my classroom. So congratulations.
From Norton Elementary, we'll now hear Principal Brady Sackett.
You mentioned it right away, man. Family expectations combined with school are important. Not a better representation of that than Lillian Floor here. Proud Norton family, the Floors, with students in the middle school, high school, college, the Navy. I've had the opportunity to be Lily's principal for many years now, and boy, talk about consistent, every day bringing it. Great representative of her family in our district, and just high expectations all around. She's meeting everything. With me is Mrs. Canis, our fourth grade associated science teacher. She's going to share a little bit more about Lillian.
In our building, this month we are concentrating on responsibility. So when we were at our little fourth grade staff meeting, we said responsibility detox in your brain, and Lily was pretty much unanimous. She's there early in the morning. She's always there to help, always with a smile on her face. I'm not sure she's always willing to be there at 7 in the morning, but she's always there. And always very helpful. Her homeroom teacher is Mrs. Kuntz, and if any of you know Mrs. Kuntz or if you've been to these meetings in the past, you know that she always writes a poem for her students. So I get the honor to recite the poem that Mrs. Kuntz wrote for you. Student of the Month. Who is worthy to be? It's quite evident to see. A confident blonde walking through the door. We knew at that moment it was Lily Floor. Responsible, considerate, friendly and kind, intelligent, problem solver with a great mind. Engaging, hardworking, and ready to participate, this choice and behavior is quite equivalent to first rate. Mastering social studies, science, language arts, and math, Lily, without a doubt, is on the right path. Washing boards, sorting papers, and working at a steady pace, always willing to help with a smile on her face. A star shining brightly with much success, Lily Floor is amazing nonetheless.
And here's your copy. And that's all about you. So we're very proud. Next, Mrs. Joyce Gerber, principal at Norton Middle School.
I have no phone, Kyle. I'm
sorry. Yeah, sorry, Kyle. I didn't know I was going to have that.
Representing the middle school this month is Kyle Criddle. Kyle was selected by the eighth grade teachers. One of the things that I remember about Kyle is as a fifth grader, he was one of the first to get involved in a new club we were starting called the Kindness Club. And he has been a member as we've kind of wandered back and forth with our club, but he's been there all along. This year he's really committed. He greets kids every morning at the door as they come in as part of his duties as the club, being in the Kindness Club. And being in a kindness club in a middle school sometimes can be difficult, but Kyle does it proudly, setting a good example for his peers. It was interesting today when I was talking to Kyle and I asked him about being selected and why he thinks the teachers chose him out of 208 eighth graders. And the one thing he said was, because sometimes I take the time to get to know the teachers. And it's a big push for our staff to get to know the kids on every level, and to hear a student giving back that same to connect with a teacher on a personal level shows the kind of young man he is. Mrs. Harder's representing the eighth grade team, and she wants to share some thoughts too.
So in eighth grade, we get together every day, and when it's time to talk about Student of the Month, we pull out our rosters and we go through our list of kids, and we have good things to say about so many of them. But Kyle was one of the ones that when his name came up, we all sat there and went, oh yeah, he would be a great choice. Let's just stop right there. So I was very excited to get to come and speak up for him. He is one of those kids that, like Mrs. Gerber said, he does get to know us. And so it's not just us trying to put a smile on his face. He puts a smile on all of ours. He's, whether it's just him in the classroom or him singing down the hallway after school, I've caught him many a times. And he's just a pleasure to have in class. Not only that, he's a really hard worker, and he takes constructive criticism, which is a big thing for eighth graders. He takes it very well. He's a wonderful student. He helps his classmates. He gets along with everybody. And I'm just really lucky to get to be his teacher this year. And we all are. So thank you, Kyle.
Congratulations.
Last but not least, Mr. Ryan Shaner from our high school.
So, obviously every month we have a student of the month, and that month this is Mr. Nate Dobbin, he's a senior, and then we also, every other month, we have a Compact Career Tech student of the month, and for January that is going to be Samantha Johnson. So I'm going to start with Samantha. She's a senior. She actually goes to Wadsworth every day for a couple of periods because she's involved in the engineering and design program over there. And what's really neat about Sam is she's actually been a little bit different than the other students in her class, and she's been focusing on something called the soft plan.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell everybody what that is?
Yeah, it's an architecture program that you design houses in, and I've designed a few.
Five?
I'm working on a competition, and the competition is you have to build a building for studying. So kids who are online, take online classes, need a place to get good internet. And they would go to this building and like it would be provided by the state or city. And
Working on the design of that building and that sort of thing. So it's pretty awesome to, when you sit down, I've known Sam for several years, but when you get to sit down and actually talk to him about the things that they're doing, it's just so cool. I had no idea. Like, I knew she was in the program, but I had no idea some of the cool things she was doing. She's also a member of the art club.
Yeah.
And I feel like every month I get up here, we have such great artists. Are you good at art? No. Too bad. Most of the time when I get up here, it's good art. But also, she is also someone who loves 80s music. So that is my kind of girl. So this is our January Career Tech Student of the Month, Miss Samantha Johnson. Then our January Student of the Month is Mr. Nate Dobb. He comes from a great family, of course. Older brother won this a couple years ago, so you had to uphold the family name. Nate is a member of National Honor Society, Student Council. He's actually the senior class vice president, captain of both the basketball team and the football team. Just really the all-American boy, honestly. Look at his face, right? But the one thing I want to say about Nate that I just love is when I think about Nate, sometimes we don't always realize the adversity that people go through and that they have to fight through. So here he is, like I was the one that just called him the all-American boy, but in reality, last year when he was a junior, he got hurt during the football season, had to miss some games. And I actually remember talking to Dad over at Coventry, week 10 last year, and weren't sure if you're going to be able to play and everything else. And the doctors kind of said, well, you know, it's going to kind of be up to you. And I remember talking to Dad. And Dad said, you know, Nate, he wants to play. He wants to be out there with his buddies. He wants to be on the field. So he missed several games. I know that injury kind of propelled even into basketball season. And it wasn't an easy one to get past, but he kept fighting through it. So now we get to a senior year. So here's a young man. He's got everything going for him. He's quarterback of the football team. We all know how well the football team did this year. We know he's a good basketball player as well. And the last scrimmage in the summer, he breaks his arm. And he's staring at disappointment. And he could have sat around and felt sorry for himself, but he didn't. He stayed an active member of the team. He knew he was going to be able to come back at some point, wasn't sure exactly when. So I'll never forget, week 6, Springfield, you come back out, and man, he was slinging the ball over the field. It was like good old Nate, and he had never left. And it just goes to show you what type of young man he is, the family that he comes from, the heart that he has. And we don't always realize things and what young people go through and what people go through, but he's going through a lot of adversity, and he's just killing it, both in the classroom and on the field. So great job, Nate. Thank you.
Stick around up there, I think.
Oh, yeah. So if we could have all the students of the month over here for a photo. And we'll take a brief recess to congratulate the students of the month. Ready? Okay, under item 5, is there any public participation? Okay, under item 6, agenda, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under board business committee assignments, for community engagement, we had decided, the board members, we had discussed that we would keep the members of each committee the same. There's a lot of things that each committee has going on and things that each board member has been working on, so it just makes sense to continue that. So for community engagement, it's led by Pat Santelli, along with myself. Finance is led by Cindy Webble and Chris Inks. Instruction and technology is led by myself and Pat Santelli. Operations is Lewis Shule and Cindy Webble. And policy is Chris Inks and Lewis Shule. So under item 8, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
My paper's not updated. Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, Treasurer's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, Superintendent's Recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters C through G?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Ings?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Superintendent's report.
I think when we have our committee on the whole meeting in February, all of our administrative team members will be here and we'll report out on all the committees. But that's okay. It for tonight.
Okay. Mrs. Hagenbusch, do you have anything that you want to add?
No, congratulations to the students of the month.
Okay. Mrs. Webble?
Yes, congratulations to the students of the month. And we've got a great winter season going for our sports, so I hope the kids keep it up.
Mr. Yule?
Congratulations to the students of the month. And I don't know, anybody going to talk about the bolo sticks?
I think it would be great.
I'll let Pat talk about it. Okay. So just thank those folks, too, that helped out the community, and we're almost done. So, yeah, other than that, everything is good.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Mr. Santelli.
The bolo sticks. We have 3 of the 4 buildings complete. We still have to go in and drill holes in floors and doors in the brand-new high school. So when we were finishing up the other day at one of the buildings, somebody said, well, who's going to be the one to drill the first hole in the new building? And 4 of the fingers pointed at me. So I'm not looking forward to that, but I am looking forward to having this project completed. We're going to work on Martin Luther King Day beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I should have asked, or should have mentioned this while there were so many people here, because we could still use some more people on our team. We have a lot to do in one day, and I think we'll be able to do it as long as we have enough people working. So everybody's welcome. If you don't know how to use a drill or something, we have vacuums and brooms and things like that. So everybody's welcome.
And I'll add to some of the people I've spoke to, I don't know if some of the principals can speak to it, but some of the teachers, when we were putting them in the first day, were just getting ready to leave for break. They were excited to have them. And I think it was money well spent for added security for our students, as that was one of the main concerns of many parents in the district, teachers and administrators, with security. So now that they're in, it's kind of another peace of mind on top of everything else that this board has approved, including the police officers, to help keep our children and faculty safe. So.
And at this point, I don't know if it, I guess we should discuss this. Maybe we can put something out there. The Bolo Stick has several videos, YouTube videos, about the effectiveness of the Bolo Stick. We consider putting that on our website now that we have most of them complete, and say we've added this to our buildings and this is additional security. So I just think that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Thank you. Mr. Inks?
Just want to welcome everybody back after New Year. It was a nice, relaxing vacation for myself. I don't know about anybody else, but I enjoyed it. Back to busy things. Students of the Month, it's always fun to see. I can tell you right now, I've seen every single one of those parents come in our building or at an event or somewhere else. So it just kind of goes to show that the more parents get involved, I guess more well-rounded the kids are. You know, I don't want to doubt anybody else, but it just seems that the kids that come in here, they're great kids. We have a great community in Norton, but I can walk around and shake hands with all those people. We know them all just from seeing them before. Yeah. So I just want to, I think our drive for our teachers to get involved in the kids' lives and the kids to get to know the teachers and our families is paying off. And I think that's just a proof that it does pay off. So other than that, I want to thank Pat for pushing forward with the bubble sticks. You know, lots of phone calls, emails. Tried to bribe some people to come out and help. Force some people to come out and help. But
I pulled in some favors.
Pulled in some favors, but he's getting the job done. So job well done. We actually enjoyed doing it. It was actually fun to get out there and see some of the teachers, you know, in the school that day. So it was good. But other than that, like Cindy said, great winter for all of our clubs, athletics, everything. So go Panthers.
Thank you, Pat, for leading the Bolo Sticks and getting that completed. We all appreciate it. So, and congratulations to the students of the month. With that, can we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Thank you all for coming.